Thanks for that, Hamilton. And it's kind of good that there wasn't a stair there, a bit of extra exercise for me. I'll just make sure that I have my slides up on the screen before I start. So it is a real pleasure to be here in Adelaide today for today's release of the Company Pulse survey. And this is officially the last of those release events, so it's fantastic to do it here in South Australia. This survey was born in part out of last year's Community Pulse survey. And if you weren't around for that, one of the headlines of that was that a large proportion of Australians didn't feel like they were benefiting from the long period of economic growth that we've had in this country. And by extension, many people didn't feel connected to business and the success of business as well. And that's concerning given the importance of a thriving business sector to Australia's prosperity. And it's also concerning because business has a really important role to play in the debates that we have about economic reform in this country. And if there's a disconnect between the community and business on particular issues, that obviously hampers those debates and discussions. So the purpose of this survey was really to get a clearer picture of the expectations that people have of large companies. And it was also about identifying areas where business and the community are already on the same page. Often we tend to focus more on where they're not on the same page. So this was about focusing first on where there's alignments, but also focusing in on some of the disconnects to have a bit more of a constructive debate around some of these issues. So you'd have to say the report comes at a pretty interesting time in the public debate around the role of companies, both here in Australia and also abroad. Here in Australia in recent weeks, we've seen conversations around the appropriate role of business in debates around social and environmental issues. We've also seen discussion on how business rebuilds trust in the wake of the Royal Commission into Financial Services. In the United States, we saw really quite a significant development in August. 181 chief executives and business leaders signed a US Business Roundtable statement redefining the purpose of corporations. And these were certainly kind of the who's who of global business, you'd have to say. And that statement really shifted the focus from being primarily about shareholder interests to broader stakeholder interests. So quite a significant development there. So based on some of these developments, it would be really tempting to think that we're having some kind of unprecedented debate at the moment, or we're entering a brave new era. And I have already seen people bandying about the term capitalism 2.0. But I think it's worth remembering that these sorts of debates are actually not new. We've seen them before, and we've seen them in response to changing economic conditions and also changing attitudes in society. And why do I know this? I know this because 43 years ago, CETA published a report called The Social Responsibility of Corporations. And you can see it up there in its splendid brown and gold colours, as were popular in the 70s, I'm told. The backdrop at that time, as it's been described around that report, was that the public were... there's a bit of tension between the public and business, and that the public were crying out for more than economic performance from business. So it might feel like history is repeating a little bit in the public debate. Luckily, I can report that in the last 43 years, our methods for assessing community attitudes on particular issues have moved on and become more sophisticated. And for that reason, Company Pulse is actually an online survey with over 3,000 people filling out the survey. It gives us three segments. We have the general public. We also have 59 C-suite business leaders. From large companies, so companies with greater than 200 employees. We also have over 500 large company employees in that sample as well. So this afternoon I'll take you through some of the headlines from the report, but I'd strongly encourage you to get in and download the full report and obviously have a look at the brochure on the table as well. The full report has about 30 charts, which I think, you know, from an economist's perspective is quite manageable. And you'll find, you know, they are designed that there's different breakdowns. So if there's a particular area of interest to you, whether it's along age group lines, gender lines, things like that, you will generally find some of the key kind of differences in those charts. So the first takeout is a really strong expectation of a broad contribution from business. And by that I mean 72% of the general public agreed with the statement that large companies should place equal importance on economic, social and environmental performance. And that result was even stronger for business leaders. 88% of business leaders agreed with that statement. The general public also had a pretty favourable view of the performance of large companies. Well over 50% in most areas with net positive ratings. So things like health and safe workplaces, fair deals for customers and shareholder returns all rating pretty well. An even greater proportion of large company employees, generally around the 70% mark, had those net positive ratings across those sorts of areas in terms of company performance. And that is really in line with what we saw earlier in the year with the Edelman Trust Barometer that really showed some positive trust results around employees of large companies. So the areas where the majority of Australians didn't have positive views of performance, fair and correct tax contributions and managing the impacts on the environment. Now, both of these areas have obviously been a strong focus of public debate in recent years and not always for positive reasons. I think it's also worth noting that when I looked back at the 1970s publication that we did, that tax contributions, corporate tax contributions, were a concern then as well. And the economic parallel that I would draw is that during that period in the 70s, we had a pretty weak Commonwealth budget position. As we have in the last few years. I think that really sharpens the focus of the relative contributions of individuals and companies to the tax base. And people don't just support a broad contribution from business, they also support business speaking out on a broad range of key national issues. That includes about 70% of large company employees and about 78% of the general public accepting business speaking out on key national issues. But of course, that doesn't mean that the general public aren't sceptical when business leaders do speak out. Less than half believe that they would be speaking out in the national interest when they speak out. And in another interesting result, large company employees were more supportive of their corporate leaders speaking out on broader national issues than they were on direct business-related issues like tax and regulation, which was not necessarily what I expected. We also tested what the general public and business leaders thought were the highest and lowest relative priorities across 30 issues. There's some very long charts in the snapshots on the table that have the full list of 30 issues. This does use it's a Bayesian statistical method, which I won't go into the details of, but it does mean that basically you don't, you can't just select everything as important. You have to make trade-offs between the particular issues. And what you see there, business leaders, as you can see, their top issues, they're really focused on having a happy and productive workforce, better technology, and also shareholder returns. The general public shared that focus in terms of a happy, productive workforce, good products, but they also zeroed in on wages, supply chains and the environment amongst their issues. There's actually a lot of alignment between business and the general public. So 8 of the top 10 issues for the general public were also considered highly important to business leaders. But there were also some clear disconnects. The general public places a much higher priority, for example, on improving wages and bonuses. Business leaders, on the other hand, placed a much greater priority on research and development and new technology. arguably the big drivers of long-term increases in productivity and wages. This is perhaps unsurprising given the recent stagnation that we've seen in wages and also the ongoing, I think, inability to have a constructive and sensible conversation about productivity. Yet it remains an important piece of the puzzle in terms of economic reform, that is, how we're going to increase productivity and how the gains from those productivity increases are shared. We also see this when we ask what companies should do with savings from reduced costs. 90% of the general public would like to see them either go to lower prices or higher wages, whereas 87% of business leaders would like to see them either go to greater shareholder returns or lower prices. On ethical behaviour, there's a clear view that the community now has higher standards than it used to when it comes to ethical behaviour of large companies. But the general public is not necessarily convinced that ethical behaviour has improved or that it's harder to get away with bad behaviour, including due to strong government action. To be fair, this survey was undertaken before the government released its implementation plan for the Royal Commission into Financial Services, which I'm sure may have had some impact on views. And if I go to the South Australian results, and it's interesting, there's such a tendency these days to talk about, I think, some of the things that divide us geographically and by other sorts of boundaries. And both in Community Pulse and Company Pulse, we generally don't see a great degree of difference across state and territory results. There's generally a few variations, but not significant. This survey is the same, but I would have to say out of all the states, South Australia probably has some of the more distinguishing results. And that saw an even stronger agreement on that point around equal economic, social and environmental performance focus. So 79% as opposed to 72%, which was what we saw nationally. More positive views on company performance and also a more positive view around companies being more ethical than they used to be. South Australians also placed a higher priority on employing more people and also paying small business suppliers more promptly, which is probably not surprising given the predominance of SMEs in the economy here. South Australians also more likely to believe that business leaders are speaking out in the national interest. So clearly some higher levels of trust here in South Australia, you'd have to say. So just to wrap up, it's interesting, I was commenting to someone before that only a few years ago in some of the conversations that I was in when I was working in large business and around industry organisations, there was a concern that the community didn't understand just how important the contribution of business was to the economy, jobs, society, etc. I think this survey suggests that the community absolutely understands the important contribution that business makes. But I think with that comes some high expectations around business performance, ethical behaviour and making a constructive contribution to our national debates. No doubt these attitudes will continue to evolve, but I'm hopeful that CEDA's research will assist in making sure that debate around those attitudes is constructive and productive and gets us to a better place. So I'm going to finish there, but it's my great pleasure now to introduce Martin Hasey. I'm sure you all know him very well, the Chief Executive of Business SA, who's going to speak to us a little bit more about the business expectations survey that Business SA does and some of his reactions. Thank you.